Golden eagle feathers are sacred in many cultures. The Yakama Nation Aviary is now home to a one-year-old golden eagle, and that's a big deal because it's hard to get those feathers legally. The birds are federally protected. Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains.
At the Yakama Nation's aviary near Toppenish, Washington, a cold drizzle is keeping its newest member perched at the end of his enclosure.
Right now he's standing with his foot tucked, which means he's pretty comfortable. He's not too freaked out about us being here.
That's Michael Beckler, a wildlife biologist for the Yakama Nation. On that rainy morning, the 9-pound golden eagle had only been at the aviary about a week.
And so we're trying to figure out what he likes, what he doesn't like, what his behavior is going to be like.
Before he came to the aviary, he was at Washington State University. Wildlife veterinarian Marcy Logston says the eagle had likely been hit by a car. He had a fracture in his wing. That healed quickly. But one of his eyes...
He has partial vision in that eye, but not full vision. And as you can imagine, for a predatory species who has to be able to fly and hunt at the same time, having two good eyes is really important.
So they asked the Yakama Nation if its aviary could take the bird in. The golden eagle now helps educate people about wildlife. And he helps provide feathers for tribal ceremonies. Big important life events, like weddings, graduations, and funerals. Before Jerry Meninek performed a wedding ceremony for his daughter and his soon-to-be son-in-law, he told them they needed two center tail feathers from a golden eagle, or wama. As the tribe's deputy director of culture, Meninek has a special reason for the request.
When wama hunts and he's way up in the air and he sees his prey move on the ground and he'll dive over 200 miles an hour, it's that tail that keeps him from hitting the dirt, hitting the earth.
And in any marriage, he says, pitfalls happen and can come fast. His prayer? That the feathers from this sacred bird would protect the union. That was more than 30 years ago, so something worked out right.
I pray to the bird that these feathers and their spiritual being do the same for this couple as it does for the bird and bring them back up. Rise again with them.
He says for the tribe, the golden eagle represents physical and spiritual communication.
During our prayers with the feathers, we do understand that it's the communication to everything that is here.
Healthy golden eagles have 36 feathers on each wing. That number comes up time and again in sacred ceremonies, Meninek says. Before now, Yakama Nation members had to request every feather through the National Eagle Repository, based in Colorado, which only fills requests of federally recognized tribes. Now Beckler says the feathers can be distributed within the tribe without as much red tape.
And we've been successful 2 years in a row distributing for the graduating class. So they'll graduate and they'll wear it on their hat and they'll have it forever. The need is high. We just don't have quite the facility to fulfill all of the need yet.
But he says they're planning to expand the aviary in the next 5 years. Meninek says his daughter stores her two golden eagle feathers in a case hanging in her living room. He says she still wears them to traditional ceremonies. Now, he says, more people will have the opportunity to easily acquire sacred golden eagle feathers.
Yeah, it's a benefit to us.
Helping to keep culture alive. I'm Courtney Flatt at the Yakama Nation Aviary.